You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Happy May 2nd, theater lovers. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. Lawrence Hart was born today in 1897. His tart, witty lyrics helped define sophistication in 20s and 30s musicals. Name a standard you love, and if Harold Arlen didn't write it, Lawrence Hart did. Franchot Tone and Wendy Hiller pondered A Moon for the Misbegotten at New York's Bijou Theater in 1957. The Eugene O'Neill drama ran just 68 performances and wouldn't find lasting success until a 1973 revival starring Jason Robards and Colleen Dewhurst. A year after Home Sweet Homer opened and closed on the same night, Yul Brynner returned to Broadway in 1977 with the revival of The King and I at the Eurus Theater. Constance Towers played Anna, and Angela Lansbury stepped in for 2 weeks when Towers went on vacation. There were Louis, and there was George, in 1986 when Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine opened Sunday in the Park with George at the Booth Theater. The show, which brings the famous Seurat painting to life, starred Mandy Patinkin and Bernadette Peters, and would win the Pulitzer Prize for drama. 2001 found a lush revival of 42nd Street, opening on the revitalized titular thoroughfare at the Ford Center, now the Lyric, and went on to win the Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee opened its Circle in the Square in 2005 after a long rise from off-off-Broadway to regional theater to off-Broadway. The musical, with a score by William Finn, would run for over 1,000 performances, closing in 2008. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.